Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Current account deficit, we still got one, which is never good, of course, but nevertheless, it's not as bad as it once was, which I suppose is good.
Absolutely correct. So it's narrowed marginally by $53 million to $5.5 billion in the March quarter. Annually, some good news as well. So the deficit's 24.7. That's down from 26.2 billion. So that's 5.7% of GDP. And, you know, rating agencies have looked at this and said it's too high. So it's good that it's sort of heading down. It's actually well down from the peak of 9.2% December 2022. So we know what's driving that. Exports, high commodity prices, farming sector is doing well, and tourism is recovering. So, yeah, the goods deficit narrowed to 0.6 billion. That was down from 1.7 billion. Goods exports increased 2.2 billion. Fruit and dairy led the increase. Meat's doing well. High prices are a tailwind. Goods imports were still importing stuff. That was up 1.1 billion. So TVs, furniture, fuels, of course, as well. That's going to get more expensive by the looks. And the services side, that was a deficit of 645 million. That was down from a 47 million surplus. But yeah, generally it was good news. We had a net financial inflow, 4.2 billion. Their investment liability position, that was down a little bit on December. So yeah, the trade side's going pretty well, Mike. So we've talked good about that. See, still quite a bit of uncertainty on the domestic front. So the Consumer Confidence Index in Westpac, that was up marginally to 91.2. So still more pessimists than optimists. Obviously, cost of living still a factor, the economic outlook. Wellington still in the doldrums, but you know, rurally and touristic areas are doing well, which is what you'd expect. Obviously, the positive has been interest rates have come down. So yeah, potentially if they come down further, that will sort of perk up consumers even further.
And Jerome will have thrilled Donald by not moving.
Yeah, that's right. So Trump's calling for 2.5 percentage point cut. So, hey, we were never going to get that. The Feds, they've predicted left rates on hold. That's for the fourth straight meeting, of course, against a very complicated backdrop, to sort of say the least. Interestingly, in the statement, no mention of tariffs, no mention of taxes, and no mention of oil. So I'm figuring that Jerome Powell will be pretty busy on the subjects during his press conference. But yeah, the US economy's clearly obviously slowed down. Retail sales, we talked about that. Labour market softening. And also housing market as well. So you look at that, the starts in May were down 10% from April data overnight. So yeah, there's an element of caution there. But interestingly, in the statement, the Fed have said the uncertainty around the outlook has diminished. So I said still elevated, but and they've also kept in the forecast for two rate cuts this year, which is a bit of a surprise to some given inflation. But labour market's still solid. They see unemployment ticking up slightly to 4.5% by the end of the year. Inflation, of course, is ticking up. That they see that it's 3%. That was up from 2.7% in their March forecast. And also the economy is slowing down. So GDP growth, they've trimmed that to 1.4% from 1.7%. But yeah, clearly a lot of uncertainty around the outlook. No surprise they're adopting a wait-and-see approach.
Now, I'm glad you raised this because I was filling up the old Range Rover yesterday at 290 for the 98, and I'm thinking, hang on, I'm still in here. But how does this dovetail with oil prices doing what they're doing at the moment while at the same time OPEC Plus are throwing more oil into the market? Where are we going with this, do you reckon?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I suppose the thing is that OPEC can always sort of throw more oil at things. So it does, it's quite an important variable, of course. You would think with what oil's done, having gone from sort of $60 a barrel to $75 a barrel, given what's happening in the Middle East, that we're going to see some more pressure at the pump. But it was an interesting report out from OPEC. So they've actually sort of less bullish about where the oil price is going. So they see oil supply growing significantly faster than demand through to the end of the decade. So they said it 2.5 million barrels a day and it plateauing at around 105.5 million demand. China, that's a huge oil consumer, of course, but they see their demand peaking in 2027, and that's due to the rapid adoption of EVs. So EVs are on track to exceed 20 million in sales this year, and they reckon that's going to displace over 5 million barrels of oil demand per day by the end of the decade. So yeah, they've called the peak in combustion demand. They say it's all going to be about petrochemicals. Meanwhile, production capacity is climbing, and of course we have got OPEC there. So it's going to climb on more than 5 million barrels per day, they reckon, to 114.7 million. US shale, they see that peaking as well, and basically saying the market is going to be well supplied through 2030. Although there is a big caveat, and they say that geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty pose risks to their forecast. So obviously that's a pretty big factor. But yeah, look, there have been plenty of calls about peak oil in the past. It actually dates back to the 1950s when geologists at Shell called that out. So yeah, time will tell if the IEA is also jumping the gun again.
Right, give me some numbers.
Hey, so the it looks like a positive response to that statement from the Fed. The Dow is up 0.3%, as is the S&P 500, as is the NASDAQ. Interestingly, the S&P is up 7% since the last meeting, so yeah, pretty positive despite all that's going on. FTSE 100 up 0.1%, the Stocks 50 in Europe down 0.4%, Nikkei up 0.9% in Japan, and the ASX 200 down 0.1%. NZX 50, we were down 0.1%, 12,627. Commodities, gold's flat, $3,388 an ounce. Oil's actually settled a little bit, down 11 cents, 74 spots, 73 a barrel. Currency markets, Kiwi up against the US 60.4, Australian dollar 92.7, slightly weaker, British pound 44.9, up 0.25%, and we're flat against the Japanese yen, but all eyes are on Jerome Powell, so he'll be speaking in about 9 minutes' time.
And we will have commentary for you. You have a good one, mate. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.